Well, I up audio boo. It's what day is it? Oh, it's the 14th. 14th of June 2014. So that means it's day 14 of audio mo. So this is going to be a combined audio mo and hashtag rat-arsed. However, I'm not drinking a real ale, so whether this counts as a rat-arsed, I don't know, but hopefully, I'll be hashtag rat arsed after this. So, what have we got to? So, it's a beery type boo, beery tasting boo, a beery boo. Is that what Graham calls it? Black 73 cat? A beery boo. A boo beery? A beery boo. Anyway, so today we're going to test or taste even some Swedish cider from Stockholm. I bought this from my local Aldi. And it's called Elska, the Swedish cider company, and it's Nordic berries fruit cider. So this is a kind of a Rog boo, isn't it? Rog's like doing boos like this. He likes his fruity beverages. So let's have a look at the old the label. 4% volume, so that's not too bad for cider. Contains sulfates for freshness. And well, it's in Swedish, some of it, so I can't read some of that. Pear cider, Nordic berry flavoured. I'm bloody slurring words. I haven't drunk it yet. I only have the bottle. So apart from that, it doesn't say much on the bottle at all. So in true McColgan tradition, let's crack this wee beastie. Have a sniff first. Oh yeah, that smells like berries. Oh man. Smells like raspberries. And I've got. That's the smell of autumn, that is. So I've got raspberries mixed with. Well, when I bake blackberry jam from the back lane. In the back of my garage, there's a lot of brambles. So I make, every autumn, I make at least one pot of jam from the what comes out. So that smells like that. Well, so have a quick pour. So it's red, as you would imagine. It's quite fizzy, as you can imagine. So it's a light, I'd say it's light pink really, rather than red. Plenty of gas, so let's have a go. Well, I can taste the berries. I'm not getting any pears. That's actually quite nice. Yeah, I like that. My guess is it's an alcoholic fruit cordial. I wouldn't say that's cider. But then again, I've never had pear cider, so I don't know. I tend to drink the ordinary traditional English cider. But what I'm getting there is I'm getting a fizzy summer fruits cordial that's probably that's gonna taste nice on a summer's afternoon with the sun beating down in the garden, maybe on a picnic. It's nice. I like that. It's actually not too strong either. A lot of these fruit things tend to be quite strong in the, you know, the fruit flavour. I like that. That's nice, that is. Yeah, so I got that from Aldi in the UK. And the label says Elska, but I think it's pronounced Elska. There's a little in brackets. It's Alska. But then in brackets, it's got L, colon, scar, Elska. It's got a little picture of fruit berries, so you've got raspberries, blackberries, and I'm guessing blueberries as well, maybe. That's really nice. I think it's £1.49 or something. Normally, I like a dark ale. The people who listen to my beer reviews normally, I always go for dark beers, but that's really nice, refreshing. Whether if you had two or three of them, it'd be too sickly. I don't know. Might be too sweet. But certainly for a lighter drink, that's different. You know, it's different, isn't it? I know Roger's tasted a few fruit ciders. So, Roger, if you listen to this, get yourself down to Aldi and try Elska Nordic Berries Fruit Cider from Stockholm. Yeah, so that kind of wraps that up. And day 14 of Audio Mo. It's been quite a nice day here in Birminghamshire. It's clouded over a bit now. We've got a bit of rain. No, it's been a good day. I've been packing my camping gear for the 10 in 10. So I've spent the morning doing that, just to making sure I've got everything. Because I'm not going to have time in the week to pack it up. Because I'm still at work all week. Until, well, actually break up Wednesday night. But I'll be probably on my late shift, so I doubt I'll get home before about 9 o'clock. And then I'm planning to travel north on Thursday, back up to my uncle's in Carlisle. I'll have a night there. And then on Friday, I'll be making my way down to the campsite for the 10 in 10. So I'll probably land there sometime after lunch, mid-afternoon maybe. And then we'll look forward to meeting the guys and girls at the 10 in 10. So that kind of wraps up RGMO Day 14. And yeah, I'll be having a good weekend. We've got the England match coming up in about 2.5 hours. It's now 8:15, so I think it kicks off at 11 o'clock. So there's going to be plenty of people in the pubs and clubs around the nation of ours watching the football. I'll be tucked up in bed. I'm not really a football person, I'll be honest. I haven't watched England games. In fact, normally when I watch England games, they lose, so I always feel myself as a bad omen. So, as I don't like football, and people say don't watch it because they'll lose, that's fine by me. That'll do. Yeah, so that's it. So, we'll catch you on day 15, hopefully tomorrow, of Audio Mo 2014. That was Turbo Stream at the Chocolate Factory.